I'm Sandra Toyer. I work for Inkeer Survivors Open Secret as a counsellor for services.
So you've been here with Dave Sharp for the last probably 8-9 days now as part of his campaign where he's tied himself to a cross opposite St Andrew's Cathedral. What's the response been like from the public?
It's actually been amazing, actually, the amount of support Dave's been given. And what it's done is I think it's raised tremendous awareness because other survivors are stopping and chatting and talking and perhaps disclosing for the very first time that they were a victim of abuse. So it's been great.
And can you put a figure on that at this point?
I don't know, maybe 40, roughly that over the past. But there's many support. People are pumping their horns, waving, keep it up. So even from passers-by in cars, it's been great.
And the people that have come and spoke to you, obviously, have they been just living with this for years and not had the courage to come forward before, or what?
Well, many of them have. They've lived with it. And as I say, it's only that they feel able to come and approach someone, I think, who's obviously standing up for the rights of victims. And it's give them courage, I think. It's really been great, actually. And I'm really glad I've been here every day to be able to support Dave, because it's very emotional for him as well.
And it must be a very tiring thing for him as well to have done this for so many days and different weather and everything.
Absolutely, but he's come out faithfully, and as I say, he gets a real sort of buzz from the people who have stopped and spoke to him and gave him sort of really well-meaning words of support. So I think that's what keeps him going.
And the people that have come forward to say that they want help or that they come out for the first time, it must be made aware that they're not all victims of abuse in the Catholic Church.
Oh, yes. No. That's not the message that Dave wants to give out. I mean, I support victims from many, many organisations, the Protestant Church, other religious backgrounds and from a lot of institutions. So that's not the message here today.
So would you say that the people that have come forward come from every single walk of life that you could imagine?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no barriers to child abuse. So as I say, I'm sorry if some of the Catholic people think that it's against them. It's certainly not. It's for everyone.
And what ultimately do you think this will achieve, what Dave's done here?
Well, I think it keeps it going. Sometimes there's campaigns and then they die a death, the buzzword for about a week and then they die a death. But I think Dave comes up with new and innovative stuff to keep it in the public.
And people have also been shown their support physically, but what have they been doing here?
Well, there's cars passing by, taxi drivers all waving, some are asking for leaflets as they're stopping and stuff, so it's been really heartwarming. It's been great.
And people have been tying ribbons also onto these. What's that about then? Is that a sort of peace message?
It's just to signify their support and perhaps to remember, loved ones who were either victims of abuse and are maybe no longer with them, who have died either through suicide or other things.
And he's going to extend the campaign, isn't he? He's decided he's going to go right until the end of this week.
Yes, it was going to be 10 days, but I think it is because of the support he's been getting, he's extending it. And he's away from home, so it must be difficult for him, and my heart goes out to him, and that's why I come every day to support him.
Will you manage to continue right till the end?
I'll be here every day, certainly.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, thank you. Cheers.